Hello, hello, gentlemen. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Girish Matani alongside Vikesh Ramayan, Honi Chandrasekhar, Ramayan Gopal Chowdhury, and we are your hosts alongside Dolly the Sheep. And we'll be talking to you about the wonders of cloning. So, an example of cloning is micropropagation. This is a process in which tiny fragments of a plant are grown using nutrient media. Because they are initially grown in petri dishes on nutrient agar, we say they are grown in vitro, which means outside of a living organism. What is the process, you ask? Firstly, cells are scraped from the parent plant. We call them explants. These cells are transferred into a petri dish containing agar. These must be sterilized beforehand so no disease is spread. Hormones are added to encourage plants to grow into small masses of tissue, called callus tissue. These grow to form plantlets, in which can be finally transferred to individual potting trays. Now, this covers the syllabus points of micropropagation, and yeah, it's 5.17b. Back to Krish.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I have a special guest on our show. Please welcome the one, but not only, Dolly the Sheep.
Hello, fellas. How you doing? My name's Dolly, and I'm truly a clone.
Listeners, don't know what cloning is? Well, that makes the two of us.
Ha 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 ha! Nice joke, Krish.
Just kidding. My biology teacher is Mr. Lancaster, so of course I know what cloning is. Cloning is the process of producing an exact genetic copy of the original organism, and Dolly the sheep was actually the first mammal to have been cloned in the year 1996 by a Scottish scientist. So if I may, I have a few questions to ask you, Dolly.
Yeah, go on right ahead, mate. Fire on. So firstly, scientists collected a diploid nucleus from a body cell and then placed it into an enucleated egg cell in the lab. The scientists applied a small jolt of electricity in order to fuse the nucleus and egg cell together, causing the egg cell to start dividing by mitosis.
I see. To recall, mitosis is a type of cell division that results in two daughter cells each having the same number and kind of chromosomes as the parent nucleus.
You are correct indeed. Once several cycles of cell division formed an embryo, I was placed into the uterus of a surrogate mother, where I continued to grow and divide normally until I was born.
Wow, that really is fascinating, Dolly. Thank you for coming on the Papilaya show. Back to you, Parthiv.
Thank you, Krish. It is now Honi Chandrasekhar speaking with you. And hello, ladies, gents, and Mr. Lancaster. So today we're going to understand how cloned transgenic animals can be used to produce human proteins. So firstly, I would like to define the term transgenic. A transgenic animal is one that contains genes from another species as a result of the transfer of genetic material from one species to another. So an example of this includes a sheep that produces human proteins for treating cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease that is inherited and that affects the lungs and the digestive system. It would be very time-consuming and it would be very inefficient to insert human genes individually into entire flocks of sheep or other mammals. So to avoid this, once a single transgenic animal has been created, it can be repeatedly cloned over and over again to produce large numbers of this kind of animal that all produce the necessary human proteins. And now, I'd like to hand it over to wannabe Professor Richard to talk about micropropagation in plants.
Thank you, Parthiv. Well, simply put, micropropagation is used to produce genetically identical plants with desirable characteristics. Firstly, plant cells are collected from one parent plant. Later, they are placed in a medium full of hormones and nutrients to help them grow. Farmers often use micropropagation to make large numbers of plants with desirable traits like increased yield and resistance to bacteria. Meanwhile, scientists often use it to preserve rare species of plants. Cloning can also be done by the process of cutting a section of the stem of a plant and planting it. The new plant will be genetically identical to the parent plant. That's all for now. See you on the next episode of the Papilaya Show next year.